Fine. First of all, I wanted to be masak in an Indian that I spoke a number of weeks ago. It was brought to my attention that I understood it wrong. Discussed the sheet of the Maral, Nigeya, the different Yudim, that a woman will give birth every day, that the earth will give out kluskois or klei milas. So the Maral discusses the Gemara there, Masach the Shabbos, that the student asked Rabbi Gamliel, how the pasuk says, "Enkel chadash tachas Hashem." There's nothing new under the sun. So Rabbi Gamliel shows him a chicken to show how, bring an example of in this world something that gives birth every day. For kluskois and klei milas, for bread, he shows the mushrooms that grow overnight and they look like mushrooms. For klei milas, for silk or woolen clothes, he shows them there's a certain fabric that grows around date trees, palm trees. So he explains that the Maral explains that Be'etzem, before Chetei Tzadas, this was the way the world was supposed to be like. A woman should give birth every day, these things will grow from the ground. And the Rabbi Gamliel was showing the Talmud that even now, when Mashiach will come, it's not going to be a completely new thing that the earth will give itself a haraya. Even now you see it. Then he goes on to explain, and there I didn't explain it right. He goes on to explain that in everything in the world is a chomer and a tzura. There's the physical dimension of the world, and then there's the tzura. There's, so to say, the spiritual dimension of the world. And what he's trying to say is, Eivai says like the same, mitzad the tzura so'ilam. Mitzad the, so to say, want to call it the soul of the world. Even now, says mitzad, how are things be'etzim supposed to be? How are things supposed to be in essence? It's supposed to be even now that the earth should give out ready-made clothes and bread every day. Just what's the problem? The problem is the chomer, the physicality of the earth, is not a proper keli, is not a proper vessel for the tzura, for the, so to say, whatever you want to call it, the spiritual koyach that's inherent in the earth to be able to be revealed. Similarly, a woman really mitzad the way the world is in, so to say, conceptually, should be giving birth every day. Just the physical world, the way it's now, is in a way that it can't happen. When Mashiach will come, the word is that then the choymer ha'olam, the physical matter of the world, won't block and won't disturb and will be a direct vessel for the spiritual, for the conceptual aspect of the world, the way it's better supposed to be. I said it, when I said al-Khathil a few weeks ago was wrong. I said it that when Mashiach will come, it's gonna be like, won't be like that, but poil will be like that, but tzura. But that's not pshat he's trying to say. The vart he's trying to say that it's not the tzura, even now it's like this. The chiddush of Mashiach will come is that then the chomer, the actual matter, the actual body, so to say, of the world, will be able to express this that's already inherent in the world now, mitzad. So he gives an example. Let's say of a very strong person that's partial locked up in a room and he can't express his strength. Doesn't mean he's not strong. He's really strong. Just he can't express it. So it says, mitzad the spiritual energy, I don't know, mitzad the toichen, mitzad the concept of the way things are, mitzad the world itself, it should be really giving out ready-made bread every day and so on and so forth. Just it's locked up, the physical world is not a keli for this, for the soul, for the spiritual, for the koyach of the world to be expressed. And Mashiach will come, will be able to be expressed completely.
That explains what?
That explains why Enkel Chadash. Yeah, instead of, you know, like this, Lim Pashtik Gemara says, Enkel Chadash is nothing new, so he shows them there's a chicken, there's this. As he shows them that even now, there's something in the world that's expressing itself.
Everything's that way.
So he says, you don't have to go, in other words, Mitzad, this way of looking at it, you don't have to say that because you see it now, is that ayah, that's the way it is. He says, even if you don't see it now, but Be'etzem, that's the way it is. That's the way the world is supposed to be. Just something blocking the world from being able to function according to its
koyach and befoil. Lamaile dochin keach hasopeil.
Matachta lamata. Lamata is yet koyach hasopeil.
Lamata. Chichet dvar Hashem.
Nein, das ist das selbe Wort von der Siche. Das ist das selbe Wort von der Siche. Heilig Lamed Zayin. At the Chiddush and Mashiach will come is that the Gashmi, the physical world, will be connected with the Dvar Hashem, with its source.
The Shana is actually a good thing. The Kerech of Gvul is actually a good
thing. They say, Ein Kerech Hosser Poel is Lamaila, not Lamata. Say, it's Mitzad the Welt. Chredn is Mitzad, the Eibish is Kerech, that Ein Kerech Hosser Poel, the Afton is Topen Teira Mitzis, the Afton Gorn is Topen, the Eibish is Gvul Topen Adir Abdachtein, and what is Adir Abdachtein? The Achille Tishim Bekech, but what I want to show you in the Sikh, I'm not Bok in the Sugi, that was just one thing I wanted to correct. I said it that time completely wrong. And the way now, I mean, Taka does, Taka not understood the way I said it. And why, what should be the Meneya, Lassulavi? What should block the physical aspect of the world to express the spiritual? And the voice is saying, is Punfakat, Lassulavi, the Chiddush is that the Tzura even now is like this. That even now, Be'etzim, a woman should be giving birth every day, or should be giving this out. Because the physical aspect of the world can't express it. Mashiach can't be able to express it. But this is Einzach. Then I wanted to speak today, Be'etzim, was Benigeya, one of the famous things that everyone knows about, is that when Mashiach will come, there will be eternal life. But the truth is, before we get to eternal life, we have a promise that there will be very long life. And I want to explain the difference between them. We all heard that there's going to be Chaim Yitzchim. Yeah, the Rebbe spoke many times. But Prat the less it's kufen, yeah. As means that there's going to be Chaim Yitzchim and Mashiach will come. It'll be eternal life. Whoever learns a little bit of Chassidus, the Maimarim, the Sichus, we know that there's really, regarding this point, there's a famous machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Rambam holds that when Mashiach will come, people will live long, there'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim, so on and so forth. According to the Rebbe explains in the Rambam that all these great miracles will also take place. But it's not, people won't live forever. According to the Rambam, the ultimate reward for Torah Mitzvah, the ultimate connection to Hashem, does not take place in this physical world. It takes place when the Neshama leaves the body and it goes into Gan Eden. And according to the Rambam, the ultimate Olam Haba, the ultimate world to come, the ultimate connection and reward for the entire mitzvahs is as a soul without a body. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam completely disagrees with that. The Rambam has a whole lengthy discussion about it. He wrote a sefer called Shar HaGemul. There he discusses at length the Rambam's opinion, his opinion. And the Rambam holds very strongly that the eternal reward is in the physical body. That there will be, that it's not that the neshama will leave the body, but that the neshama will remain in the body. Alamai, I don't know if people are so aware of this, but according to the Ramban, the body is going to be a different type of a body. Let's try a different type of a body.
After Tchiyas HaMeisim.
After Tchiyas HaMeisim comes Ilam Haba. So Ilam Haba is...
After Tchias, are you talking? After Mashiach comes.
After Mashiach comes is Tchias HaMeisim. After Tchias HaMeisim is Ilam Haba, which is the eternal state of the Neshama and the body. But the body won't eat, won't drink. The body itself will become much more spiritual. Much more will be still a physical body with hands and feet and dust. But it's going to get its highest from godliness. And the Chassidus, here's where you see the Chiddush of Chassidus. So this explains that the chayis will be dafke from the guf. The Ramban just says that the guf will get its chayis also from godliness. The guf will become like the bodies of Malachim, like the body of Eliyahu HaNavi, like the body of Moshe Rabbeinu who was up on the mountain.
So Chassidus
tutuf, Chassidus brings in the idea that the Asma Mashiach will come, the Neshama will get chayis from the body. Because in the body has a connection with the Eibusha, which is even deeper than Neshama. So now the neshama gives and the chayis to the body. Lost love, the body will give chayis to the neshama.
So it's going to be two kind of people. It's going to be people that were born physical and live 100, 200, whatever, 120, it's longer. And then there's the second part of people with cars with drivers, cars without drivers. I mean, the second one is going to be this neshama, this goofing that passed away, and they back over here. Oh, but the neshama gives chai, the goof gives chai.
Why are there going to be two types of people?
In other words, let's talk. Because there is people that will be born every day. It's not every day.
Good, but first of all...
All of them are going to be the same thing?
Yeah, for sure, but...
It's going to be death after that. People are going to
die. First of all, one thing is that all, you're asking those that are alive at this time that this takes place.
Yeah.
So there's... The word is that the goof would, however it's going to work, is I don't want to get into it. I think there might be different ways of understanding, but I didn't research this topic too well to be able to give a comprehensive thing. One way of simply looking at it, there'll be a process. The goof will become more and more refined. But eventually there'll become a point, there'll become so, it makes no difference if you're born yesterday, 100 years ago, 2 years. It's a process. So to say, whoever it is, everyone in the world at that time will be in that state. But I don't want to discuss so much today the idea, this whole discussion will be eternal, if not eternal life, but I want to discuss, even those that hold it won't be eternal life, there is a pasuk that says, Kimeha Eitz Yimei Ami, that the life of the Jewish people will be like the life of a tree. Trees, whatever one spoke, that pasuk in Yeshayahu. That we know there's a famous pasuk that Rebbe brings in the Geras HaKadosh Simon Chavav. The pasuk says, "Vanarbe meyishana yomus," that somebody that will die 100 years old will be considered a young person. From that pasuk seems to imply that there will be death. Because what does it mean, Ranai? You say if he dies 100 years old, he's young.
The whole period, that's Alter Rebbe's question. What's going to be?
Yeah.
The tumor, the tumor.
Yeah, true. So that means there will be death, just people live very, very long lives. So that's what I wanted to discuss. I wanted to discuss is that even those that hold that it's not going to be eternal life, like the Rambam and others that accepted his opinion, they all hold that there's going to come a time that life will be very, very long. So the truth is that there's many deis about this, and there's a number of psukim that have to be discussed. First of all, there's one pasuk I'm sure everyone heard, Bila Hamavas Lanetzach, that death will cease forever. Umach Havaya Lekim Dima Me'alkal Panim, the Eibishter will wipe away the tears from everyone's faces. That pasuk seems to imply this is, so to say, the clearest source, that there won't be any death whatsoever when Mashiach will come. The question is, what pshat in the pasuk hanaber meyeshana yomus, that a person that will be 100 years old when he will die will be considered young? So the Gemara discusses this question, and the Gemara says it's not a contradiction. It depends who you're talking about. It depends if you're talking about a yid, you're talking about a goy. Yidin will live forever, goyim will pass away eventually. The Medrash Rabba in the Pashas Noach, somewhere around there, the Medrash Rabba there brings two opinions. One opinion says that when Mashiach will come, there'll be death by goyim, not by yidin. The other opinion says that even by goyim there won't be any death. Even by goyim there won't be any death. Huh?
There's no mitzvahs of goyim after Mashiach. Of the kulam shchem echod, that no more brings a ray. That's what chalikis in mud over there. One says it will be yidden, goyim will goyim. Mashiach says no. There's no mitzvahs of goyim. Everyone's going from yidden.
Good, but which mitzvah is that?
End, like in the ray.
Uh-huh. Oh, but fine, but from the Medrash's mashmas, but yet zayin goyim. If somebody zayin can goyim, no, I'm saying, but from the Medrash, speaking about this thing, it seems there will be goyim. Just even though they'll be goyim, they're also not going to die. It doesn't say they won't die because they won't be goyim anymore. So if so, what does it mean? Amar b'meishana yamos? So to explain, amar b'meishana yamos mean doesn't mean that he's going to people will die. It means that when a person is 100 years old, he'll be deserving if he does a sin. Will be deserving of the death penalty. Yeah. So in other words, not pshat that there will be death, but fine. Now, getting back to the Rambam, how does the Rambam learn these psukim? So the answer is that there's two pashtonei hamikra, it's those that explain the psukim according to the literal meaning. Take the Radak. I mean, the Rambam is not discussing it as a commentator on the Psukim. Take the Radak, take others. The Dabar B'Neil, the Moshul. So they explain that Bila Amavas Lenetzach doesn't have to mean that there won't be any death anymore. They say it could mean that death that happens, in other words, death, when it says Hashem wipe away the tears, it says, so they say a person passes away, he's 1,000 years old, so the death, nobody's crying over him, he had enough. The death as we know it, as a sudden death, as a, you know, it's not going to be there. The death will be there more as, you know, where, if you want to put it this way, it's not a negative thing. He's just going to be moving on from one form of life, from a physical form of life, to Gan Eden.
I always wondered when Michelle died, anybody cried?
Zayin Yimei Avlei Shom HaSushelach, Yavin Rashi.
So who died?
They cried? Shaselach.
It was the seven days of Avelos.
Yeah, it was 7 days of Avelos.
It was. Halachically, I have.
And it's given the Tachmein. He was one of the leaders of the generation to some degree. So they touch Bila Mavis Nezach means that a Mavis that happens because of, you know, that there's a death that happens, you know, through causes that are not of old age, that will cease, but not that there won't be any death at all. That's the way many other Ma'amar Chazal don't have shot the way, but There is that way of learning. Now, regarding the pasuk Kimeya Eitzimayami, people will live like the tree. So here also you have two ways of learning. One way of learning is Kimeya Eitzimayami, that the life of people be as long as the trees means that they'll pasha live forever. Trees doesn't mean, I mean, in other words, the story doesn't sign the pasuk. It means that we're limiting the life. Well, that could be long, but it'll be as long as the lifespan of a tree. A tree doesn't live forever. But everyone spoke at a Fabreng, he says that you have in America, probably referring to whoever's in California, that trees are thousands and thousands of years old, yeah? So one way of looking at it is that it's saying an extended amount of time, but there's a limit. Also a tree has a limit. Another way of looking at it is that it's not going to have a limit. So one of the Pirushim of Kimei Ha'etz Imeyami, the days of my nation, like the days of the tree refers to the Eitz HaChaim. The tree refers to the tree of life that was in Gan Eden, which that is the tree of life, is forever. So that is, in the psukim themselves, there's different ways of looking at it. So those that learn, let's discuss a little bit the opinion that says will be eternal life. Okay, we understand, didn't discuss it much, but that's a separate thing. That's a whole certain outlook on the purpose of creation, the purpose of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The whole purpose is that it should be, particularly according to Chassidus, that the eternal purposes should be in the Shama, in the Guf, and that's available to be eternal life. But those that say there'll be long life, yeah? What's the idea over here? So, first of all, how are they going to live so long? So the Rambam says a very interesting word, actually. He's discussing another thing. He's discussing the Gemara. It seems he's discussing the Gemara that says the Yemei HaMashiach will be hundreds and thousands of years. The Rambam says when people don't have any stress, their lives are prolonged. So Mashiach will come, there won't be any stress. The way that Barbanel puts it, their diet will be very good, they'll be very healthy, there won't be any problems in life. So B'derech HaTeva, you know, you could understand, B'derech HaTeva, I guess, also needs a bit, you know, you could even today in modern science, already trying to find the genes of aging and to try to modify them, whatever, etc., etc. So you could already see this, that mitzad the goof itself, it could live a very long amount of time. So they learn pshat that there'll be life, will be long. Like I mentioned a while back, those that explained that before the marble, the ear, the atmosphere was very healthy. So similarly, they say the world will return the way it was then, and there'll be a long life.
Right, the kedem chetet tzadas is a zeichet. Life was supposed to be forever.
Yeah.
If state in Basileganim, Gora Misil Oilom, otherwise wouldn't be no Misa.
But the MS is, there's a good point, but a Bezag Gufa is here, there's also Machlaikis. Was other Marishan meant to live forever or not? So we learn Pshutish HaMikad, the way we were all taught in Cheder, yeah? And the Eibisha told them that when the day elites on the Chet Eitzadat, Mois Thomas, and the Eibisha tells them why you'll die, one of the results, one of the negative effects of the Chet Eitzadat was that you've alafat atav alafat tosh, you're going to return to earth. So it's the way you learn Shudish Mikra, yeah, the death was decreed upon man because he ate Mechait Eitzadas. But the Ramban brings down, and the Rabbein Mechai brings down, according to the Rambam comes out, that he was an Adam Rishon Lozav Davke meant to live forever. the Rambam writes, this the way the Rambam learns Pshat, that any created being is made up of four Yisaitis. Eish Ruach Mayim Av, the four elements of earth, air, water, and fire. And the Rambam holds anything that's created, eventually it could take...
It has to turn back to the way it was.
So the Rambam seems to hold that even other Merishim, if Forshim Taitris Klar in the Rambam, that even other Merishim was meant to die. So what does it mean? The day you'll eat from it, Mois Thomas, you'll die, means that other Merishim was meant to die out of old age. Chveis will expire. Chveis is, who knows, a thousand, whatever it is. But now, the death, the way we know it, you know, that there's all these, you know, Rahman al-Islam sicknesses and mysis and, you know, negative things that happen, that's the Zeta of Mois Thomas. Or the Mois Thomas, some people touch is Bruchnis, that the Neshama, the soul was affected, that it's a spiritual death. So there's those B'chlal Chikre Yisrael that held, and even though they don't, the whole concept of Chayim Nitzchon of eternal life, they also don't hold up. They hold even other Mirishin, you know, so there's already discussion. This also gives a little insight, B'chlal Shita that hold that there will be eternal life. Because there they'd explained, the Rebbe also spoke about this in the Sicha. The word here is, the idea here is like this. According to the Rambam, why won't things live forever? Because anything that's made of the four elements has to return to it. He explains, in Luchos Sedei Atei, also in the beginning of the Rambam, he explains how everything is constantly changing. You know, but anything that's made of the four elements has to return to where it came from. So the Rebbe says, and the Farshim say that that's good. When the Eibishter puts things together, yeah, the Eibishter created Adam Harishim. So the Eibishter puts something together, whatever the Eibishter does has a nitzchis, has eternity. The Eibishter, things that are made from a chveis, one, if a fruit falls off from a tree, one tree, a person takes some plants in the earth, good. It's a person that's doing it, it's following the laws of nature. And the Eibishter puts something together, the Eibishter put a koyach aliki, a godly koyach, into Adam Harishim. It doesn't have, it technically it should stay forever, even though he was made from the Dao, you say this. And the Rebbe says, Al Derech Zeh by Tchias HaMeisim. We all know that it's going to, the reason why the Tchias HaMeisim will happen through the Eibishter himself. The Eibishter himself, Al Derech, the third base Hamidosh, will be eternal because the Eibishter will build it. The body of every Jew will be, so to say, together, will be put together by the Eibishter himself. So automatically it's going to last forever. But Akoponim, I'm just explaining the other side of understanding this, but the Rambam holds, he just writes simply that anything that was made of the four elements has to return back to the four elements. According to him, even Adam Rishon wasn't necessarily supposed, the Pashas wasn't supposed to live forever.
To bring a riot to that, but the Noch Chetetz Adas, Hashem sent them away from Gan Eden, maybe it's going to eat from Eitzach Hayim. In other words, not that was created, that wasn't enough. He would grab some from Eitzach Hayim, v'ochal v'chay le'elom. That's going to give him a new, different koyach. I'm sending him away.
The Rambam learned as the ganze chet etzadas is nicht a gash mistake of maisa. The Rambam learns the whole chet etzadas is a spiritual type of thing. It's but anyway, I don't want to get into it. But getting back to what I was saying, so Mamela, so some of Farshim, the way that, so the Rambam learns people have long life, don't be worries, good diet, healthy, whatever I mentioned last was healthy atmosphere, before the Mao people live long. Al-Darghazah will be when Mashiach, will come. So in other words, not necessarily to be eternal life, but to be, now, the word here is the interesting thing is, in some places it's Mashma and Chassidus. The Rebbe Rasham brings this word also, Fidik Rebbe, that they learn that there's going to be two tkufas. They say, Sinyi Moisa, first stage, whatever you call it, Moisa Mashiach, I don't want to mix up because there's different ways of understanding the different periods. But in the first period, people will live long. A person that will live, die then at 100 years old, be considered a youth, but there will be death. And he explains the reason why there has to be death is because a person that is, this is similar to, not the word of the Rambam, but it's a Chassidish word, a bit similar. A person that is born from, through, how are people born? They're born through a father and mother, right? They're not born, it's a Yetzer, there's a human instinct that makes, makes husband and wife get together and have children. So Mela, that Tipa, that person can't live forever. He's not 100% pure. He's coming through a natural desire of husband and wife being together. So he says, so tchias ha-meisim, gnaf me tchias ha-meisim, then the Eibishter will be mechadish the guf. The guf will then be put together by the there'll be death. They say, everyone is going to die, then they'll be revived. And when the Eibishter puts together the guf, it's the Eibishter making the guf. It's not coming through a type of gashmi, through a physical desire of a husband and of a father and mother. So Mela, the guf will then take a live forever. So this word,
it's virgin birth.
No, it's Chiyas HaMeisim. The Eibishter is taking the body that was there.
Yeah, but that's what Chiyas HaMeisim is. You know, there's not going to be people.
What is it going to be? The whole word is going to be the same person. The same person. It's the same person. No.
Mother. But the difference is there's no.
And
no
it's coming from the Etzem Luch.
But there won't be a father and mother. It'll be the Eibishter.
Okay. No, it's not a Nivra Chadash. That's the word. If it's a Nivra Chadash, it's a thing that Mefarshim say. If you're saying it's a new person, so there's no Chias HaMeisim means that the dead person is becoming back alive. If you're saying that it's a new person, there's Yankel Pfeffer and now there's Shmuel Battle. If they're not the same person, it's not Chias HaMeisim. Chias HaMeisim, it's the Luz. It's the Eibishter is going to take the Etzem of the body, is going to bring it, but he's going to form it. It's coming, the way it's being put together now is not, it's the same ingredients, so to say, being now put together through the Eibishter.
So the Hashem is going to be the 99% over here.
He's anyway 99%.
It's going to be more than that. Leave something for whatever was before.
It will be on a totally different level, but in other words, in essence, it's going to be the same person. If he's going to be resurrected, if he had a mum, he's going to be resurrected with the mum. The Eibishter will heal him.
This has to be continued. This is a long. This is that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say the word is. I want to say that Al Pi Chassidus, both opinions are true. There'll be a zman that'll be long life, and but then will come a zman b'chayim nitzchim. But
much quicker.
Huh?
Let me shayla the long, the length, long time.
Yeah, Achmed, the Rebbe B'chal says you don't need the. Yeah, B'chol. Fine. Okay.
Shkoyach. Mesayim b'toyz. Gula mitzvah shleim.
Amen. Thank you.